On the line with me right now and not too far away from where I'm broadcasting is Chase Smith. He is the first-year coach for the first-year high school, Orange Beach High School. And, Chase, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Lee. How are you?
You got a nice place to live down here, I'll tell you that. I assume you're living down here, am I right?
Yeah, we're in transition. We're putting the house on the market and making the move down there.
Not a bad place. I'll tell you what, I've certainly enjoyed the week down here. We were talking yesterday. I know you arrived at the Baldwin County Media Days. We talked about that. The name Makos, which is going to be the nickname for Orange Beach, who came up with that?
I think it was a consensus among the community and, city officials and administration kind of came up with that mascot name and, I really like it. It's original, and we've kind of gone with it and adopted it, and I'm excited to have it.
You got some paraphernalia now where people can go out there and get a hold of with Makos all over it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere now. It's some good-looking stuff. I've been pleased with how it's come out.
Chase, let me ask you, bring us up to date on where the football program stands. I mean, the school's just getting started. It hasn't been – am I correct? I understand it's not totally built yet, is it?
No, now, so right now we'll have, for the first year, we'll have like a modular high school and middle school type setup on the elementary school campus. And then the structure you see being built on Canal will be the high school and middle school that'll be ready this following fall. So we'll spend a year in the modular setup and then move to Canal this time next year.
So where are you going to play your football games this coming year? And I say football, you're not playing varsity, of course, but where's the action going to be?
We'll play our home games for middle school and junior high games at the Orange Beach Sportsplex right there on Canal, right by the future site of the high school and middle school.
Is that going to be your field for down the road too? I mean, is that where all your games are going to be played?
Yeah, we'll have that set up, and we're blessed to have the resources of the city there that are going to help us have those home sites, for football and soccer in the future, and going to build that stadium up and make it really, really nice.
Now, those attending Gulf Shores, will some of those students be moving over to Orange Beach? How does that work down here?
Well, so in the transition and the split from the two schools, the 10th graders were given an option. And then ninth grade below, if you're zoned for Orange Beach, then you go to Orange Beach starting the upcoming ninth graders, upcoming eighth graders, upcoming seventh graders.
I know I've already asked you this question on the air, but you were coaching at Robertsdale. You're there 1 year after coaching at South Alabama. What prompted you to take a program like this right from scratch and to build it up, hopefully build it up over the next few years?
Yeah, just that. I mean, it's a rare occasion that a coach gets the opportunity to, pick the school colors and be a part of that and be a part of, the first wave of helmets just came in. And I had my first parent meeting last night. I'm going to be involved in the first home game ever. Just building a foundation of a program from scratch. Not many coaches will have opportunities to do that. I was blessed to be at Spanish Fort and be a part of building that program up. And I just saw, the unbelievable feeling that is to, to be a part of growing a brand new school in a community and seeing it grow from the bottom up. And it was just an opportunity that I was excited to go after and take.
Do you know yet what classification you'll be in once you get to varsity sports?
Right now, and it's ever changing. So right now we're in the middle of a classification year. And then every sport other than football will go into the championship level, which is varsity, projected at the 2A level. And so when football in 2022 goes varsity championship level, it'll probably be a high 2A or possibly a 3A is what I'm seeing.
What kind of enrollment do they anticipate for Orange Beach High School? What would you like to see?
Right now we're averaging about 100 per grade. So, typically, obviously, in a full-fledged high school, I have about 400 to 450 in the whole school.
So is it my understanding of what you said that you get the choice? You can either go to Gulf Shores High School or Orange Beach. You do get that choice, or is there districting?
If you're obviously we don't if you're senior or junior, we don't offer that yet. 10th graders, we do offer a curriculum for sophomores. Now, you're given that choice to finish out your high school career at Gulf Shores or come to Orange Beach. If you're upcoming 9th grader and below, if you live in the school zone for Orange Beach, you have to go to Orange Beach. So that's how, typically that's how they handle it in any kind of split of a school. Obviously, they give a kid a chance if he's or he or she is wanting to finish out their career at that school, they allow them to do that. If they're entering the high school level, then they go to the school they're zoned for.
And let's say you're not in the same classification as Gulf Shores. Will every effort be made to compete against, to have that rivalry down here, no matter what the classification is?
Yeah, we're going to play them this year in middle school level. And then as we grow, I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a good, healthy rivalry. But, you know, it's been fun. I mean, it's been fun. I think, you know, we're going to want to compete against everybody. We're going to want to beat everybody. But, yeah, I look forward to that being a healthy rivalry down the road for sure.